أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذ وعدنا موسى 40 ليلة ثم اتخذتم العجل من بعده وأنتم ظالمون. In the previous ayats, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala explained how Allah gave salvation to the Bani Israel, to Musa and his people, and they crossed over the sea and they came into Egypt, and how Allah Ta'ala had drowned Fir'aun with his whole army, who claimed that Ana Rabbukum al-A'la, I'm your great Lord, and also that there's rivers that flow and everything is because by my command, I'm in charge of them. But he was drowned in the same waters, and it showed that he had no control whatsoever. However, when they came across now into the land of Egypt, then Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, وَإِذْ وَعَدْنَا مُوسَىٰ 40 لَيْلَىٰ, اور جب ہم نے وعدہ کیا موسیٰ سے 40 رات کا, we had made a promise to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam of giving him the Torah now. And this was also a very great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. This human body with the ruh is also a great ni'mat. But we do not know how to use it without the manual. The manual, the directions which are given by Allah Ta'ala, the divine kitabs. Now Allah was going to give the Torah that the maximum benefit of this human body can be realized. Like we have any gadget, any electronic thing, etc., but we don't know how to use it. Then there is no real benefit in that, just having that. But if we know how to use it, and to the maximum we get the full benefits. So that was by the divine deliverance of Allah Ta'ala, the kitabs of Allah Ta'ala. At that time the Torah. And Allah Ta'ala had also taken this promise that Musa alayhi salatu wasalam must come for i'tikaf for 40 days to the Mount Tur. And there Allah, he will stay for 40 days. But Allah says, ثُمَّ اتَّخَذْتُمُ الْعِجْلَ مِنْ بَعْدِهِ, پھر تم نے بنا لیا بچرا موسیٰ کے بعد. But you people, that was one person by the name of Samiri, who was a outward follower of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. He was a munafiq, and he had made a calf, the offspring of a cow, a calf. And he made some sounds come out from it, and he told them that this is your God, this you must worship. And they fell into idol worship, into the worship of the calf. وَأَنْتُمْ ظَالِمُونَ اور تم ظالم تھے, and you were great oppressors in doing this. The Bani Israel, unfortunately, always they transgressed and broke the laws of Allah Ta'ala, and they showed great disrespect. Yeah, their Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, who they believed in, was gone to meet Allah Ta'ala, and he was going to get the Torah. In the meantime, yeah, at the back they started the calf worship, the cow worship. And the details of that comes in other ayats in front, how Samiri made this calf and how he got them to worship it. He was a munafiq, and he got them to do things which Allah Ta'ala did not order. From here also we learn that our deen is not what we make out of our deen, but what Allah Ta'ala has given. And in all things, all idol worship is all man-made things which comes from shaitan. All types of therapies, all types of counseling, body talk, going on journeys, etc., which are man-made things, these are things which lead a person completely astray. We should see to the Quran Sharif and the Hadith Sharif and the teachings of the Quran and the Hadith Sharif. We should not go for all these other types of counseling, etc., which are man-made things. They take a person towards complete destruction. Therefore, we must be very careful of all these things. And yeah, Allah gives this message loudly and clearly, that be careful that how Samiri a munafiq mislead his people in the same way people will always come to mislead the followers also, and come with new man-made things, and these things are man-made, which are fallible, which are always going to go wrong. And we must follow Quran and Hadith, which is divine, which has come from Allah Ta'ala. Only in there, not in there, but only in there lies our salvation. That we should turn to Allah Ta'ala fully and completely and obey His commandments. So these are great favors of Allah upon us. And in this ayat, just like the previous ayat, which is generally referred to as one more ni'mat of Allah, but there are countless, billions, trillions, unlimited ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala in each word of the Quran Sharif and in each teaching. If only Allah can make it, instead of turning to worldly things, secular education, etc., we can turn to Quran and Hadith. We turn to Deen in its original form, teach it in its original form, learn it in its original form, then we will see the great, great blessings and great goodness which Allah Ta'ala has kept, and it won't be only words on our tongues, but it will permeate our hearts and our tissues and fibers of the body, and then we will see what a great ni'mat deen is. And if not, then unfortunately, many times, very unfortunately, we take deen to be like a burden, an obstacle in our life, an obstacle in our progress. But if we will follow the true deen, in there lies that salvation, not what we think what is deen and what we have made out of it. But what the actual deen is, in there is great enjoyment in this worldly life also. And of course in the akhirat, very apparently and openly a person will see what that great enjoyment is. May Allah give us proper understanding, guidance, and may it lead us to His pleasure and save us from everything that displeases Allah Ta'ala.